From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the top U.S. diplomat tries to tamp down fears of a confrontation with North Korea. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he doesn't believe there is any imminent threat from North Korea to the Pacific island of Guam, that despite Pyongyang's claim that it is examining its plan for making an enveloping fire around the U.S. territory.
Tillerson spoke to reporters while flying to Guam Wednesday after a day of heated rhetoric between Washington and Pyongyang. He defended the strong rhetoric from U.S. President Donald Trump, but also sought to calm U.S. citizens fearing a nuclear conflict with North Korea.
I think Americans should sleep well at night. I have no concerns about this particular rhetoric of the last few days. I think the president, again, as commander-in-chief, I think he felt it necessary to issue a very strong statement directly to North Korea. But I think what the president was just reaffirming is the United States has the capability to fully defend itself from any attack and defend our allies, and we will do so.
Trump on Tuesday issued a stark warning to North Korea, saying if Pyongyang continues its threats against the United States, they will, quote, be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
President Trump said Wednesday the United States' nuclear arsenal was now more powerful than ever before, and a fresh warning to North Korea over its missile test. And the Defense Secretary of the United States, Jim Mattis, is now issuing his own sharp threat to North Korea, saying the regime should cease any consideration of actions that would lead to the end of its regime and the destruction of its people. More as it develops at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea has freed a Canadian pastor serving a life sentence there on humanitarian grounds just hours after the U.S. warned it would counter any threat from the North. The release came a day after Canadian officials said a delegation led by that country's national security advisor had traveled to North Korea to discuss the case of Yoon Soo Lim, sentenced to hard labor for life in December of 2015. North Korea had accused Lim, who served in one of the largest churches in Canada, of attempting to overthrow the regime. FBI agents have searched one of the homes of President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, whose past foreign political work has been swept into the investigations into Russian interference in the 2016 election. A Manafort spokesman confirmed the search today. Manafort spokesman Jason Maloney said in a statement that FBI agents had obtained a warrant and searched one of Manafort's homes, but he wouldn't say when the search occurred. The Washington Post, which first reported the raids, said agents working for Special Counsel Robert Mueller conducted the search the morning of July 26 at Manafort's home in Alexandria, Virginia. Manafort, who led the Trump campaign for several months, has denied any wrongdoing. French police say they've arrested a man in the search for a driver who slammed his BMW into soldiers in a Paris suburb Wednesday, injuring six of them in what appeared to have been a carefully timed ambush before speeding away. The driver's motive was unclear, but officials said he deliberately aimed at the soldiers, and counterterrorism authorities opened an investigation. Authorities said none of the soldiers had life-threatening injuries. It was the latest in several attacks targeting security forces guarding France over the past year. Witnesses described seeing a BMW with one person inside waiting in a cul-de-sac near a building used for the soldiers, according to police officials. One official said the attackers struck just as a group of soldiers emerged from the building to board vehicles for a new shift. Kenyan police shot dead two protesters in the capital's Flashpoint Matare slum Wednesday as unrest broke out after opposition accusations that the general election was rigged. Fires were set in the middle of the road. Protesters stood off against security forces in the Kenyan shanty town of Matahari, where residents called for President Uhuru Kenyatta to go. Angry Kenyans took to the streets after opposition leader Raila Odinga called Tuesday's voting results an attack on our democracy. And South Africa's President Jacob Zuma faces a renewed challenge of uniting his country after narrowly surviving a no-confidence motion in the National Assembly. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.